Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Paulina Part 1, Ascendant Scorpio Anuradha Nakshatra. Paulina's Scorpio Ascendant reveals a deeply focused, emotionally intelligent, and privacy-oriented personality. Scorpio rising individuals don't live on the surface. They approach life with an investigative depth, often navigating the world through intuition, observation, and quiet intensity. Scorpio is a sign of transformation and emotional resilience, making Paulina naturally adept at navigating complex emotional and social terrain. The Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, adds a disciplined, loyal, and spiritually focused undertone to this already intense sign. It emphasizes themes of devotion, perseverance, and emotional maturity. This nakshatra often brings a strong sense of duty in emotional bonds, alongside a quiet desire to protect and nurture those she trusts. Anuradha seeks meaningful, soul-aligned relationships and inner order, making Paulina someone who may prefer few deep connections over many shallow ones. This combination strongly activates the guardian archetype. Paulina shows up in life as a stabilizing force, protective, emotionally grounded, and reliable. Whether in her work, relationships, or private life, she tends to carry the emotional weight for others. The guardian's mission is to hold structure amid chaos, and Paulina fulfills this through consistency, emotional integrity, and loyalty. She values reliability in herself and expects it in others, often setting high standards around commitment and authenticity. Simultaneously, with the ascendant ruler Mars placed in the 11th house and K2 also influencing the first from the 12th, Paulina carries subtle threads of the strategist as well. She is not impulsive. Her actions are measured, often planned with long-term vision in mind. Her demeanor may come across as quiet strength, with an underlying ability to influence and protect without overt displays of power. She prefers precision over drama and control over chaos. In everyday life, this shows up as someone who doesn't rush decisions, especially those that impact her identity or public image. She may come across as calm and composed, even in turbulent circumstances, and is likely perceived as reliable, insightful, and emotionally discerning by those close to her. Yet there is also a part of her that requires solitude, both to recharge and to maintain emotional clarity. Ultimately, Paulina's ascendant defines a life path centered on emotional depth, loyalty, and inner strength. She's here not just to endure challenges, but to structure meaning through them. The guardian within her doesn't just keep things in order. It quietly transforms the emotional terrain for everyone she allows into her inner circle. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Paulina Part 2. Third house, communication, self-effort, and learning. Jupiter in Capricorn, Shravana Nakshatra, Lord of second and fifth houses, Paulina's third house representing communication, self-expression, short journeys, skill building, and personal initiative, is occupied by Jupiter, the planet of knowledge, ideals, and expansive learning. This gives her communication style depth and thoughtfulness. She doesn't just talk. She teaches, uplifts, and seeks to understand. There's a philosophical tone to how she speaks and learns, even in casual conversation. The third house also governs courage and willpower, and with Jupiter here, her confidence is often drawn from inner wisdom rather than external validation. This placement activates the visionary archetype, specifically in the domain of thought and language. Paulina approaches communication as a tool for collective growth. She's not interested in idle chatter. Instead, she seeks to share ideas that matter or to explore perspectives that inspire clarity, justice, or higher understanding. Even in small interactions, there may be a moral or spiritual undertone, whether she's aware of it or not. She naturally assumes a mentor-like tone when explaining things, and others may look to her for guidance or insight. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, adds an element of deep listening, receptivity, and spiritual memory. It's a nakshatra known for its connection to ancient knowledge and oral transmission. This enhances Paulina's ability to absorb subtle cues and speak in ways that resonate emotionally and intuitively with others. Her learning style may be auditory or experiential, and she likely retains wisdom not just from education, but from paying attention, truly hearing what others miss. Being the lord of the second house, value speech, and fifth house, creativity, intelligence, children, Jupiter's third house placement suggests her communication is directly tied to self-worth and creative output. She likely expresses herself best when she feels secure in her values and when she is engaging in something that feels meaningful. Whether through writing, teaching, or informal dialogue, she brings a storyteller's spirit, infusing logic with emotion and insight with heart. The visionary here is not just about future building, it's about speaking into possibility. Paulina's words carry power when she allows her natural optimism and moral clarity to shine. In daily life, this might manifest through strong writing, interest in mentorship, spiritual discussion, or the quiet leadership that comes through encouraging others with grounded wisdom. At times, this Jupiter in Capricorn may feel restricted, wanting to say more, dream bigger, but fearing judgment or feeling bound by practicality. The challenge lies in integrating idealism with realism. Yet when she does, her thoughts become not only inspiring, but also applicable. Wisdom with structure. Ultimately, this third house configuration reveals Paulina as a communicator of depth and a learner of life's big themes, even through its smallest interactions. Her voice is a vessel for insight, and her path includes giving voice to truths that help others make sense of their own. Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Paulina, part 3. Fifth house, creativity, romance, and personal expression. Moon in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Lord of, ninth house. Paulina's fifth house, connected to creativity, joy, children, and the expression of the inner self, is graced by the moon, suggesting that her emotional world and imagination are central to how she plays, creates, and loves. The fifth house is also where one seeks pleasure, meaning, and emotional risk-taking. With the moon here, Paulina's heart-centered instincts are especially vivid. She is emotionally invested in what she creates, whether it's art, ideas, children, or romantic experiences. This placement brings forward the creator archetype in a soft, dream-infused expression. Her creativity doesn't stem from ego, it stems from emotion. She may write, paint, dream, or parent in ways that are intuitively guided rather than strategically planned. The creator archetype in her life is deeply sensitive and soulful. She finds joy when she is allowed to express her emotions without filters, especially through artistic or nurturing outlets. Her mood and energy may influence how much she creates, as emotional flow directly affects creative flow. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, adds a mystical, introspective dimension to her moon. This nakshatra blends emotional maturity with spiritual insight. It doesn't seek the spotlight for creativity. It seeks depth, healing, and transcendence. Paulina's creations likely feel channeled rather than invented. This gives her emotional expression a kind of timeless wisdom, whether she's sharing a story, parenting, or simply opening up in a romantic connection. Because the moon rules her ninth house of higher knowledge, philosophy, and belief, her creative life is directly tied to her spiritual beliefs or life philosophy. Joy for her comes through meaning. She doesn't create just for fun. She creates to make sense of life. Romance may also feel spiritually charged, as if it's part of a karmic unfolding rather than a casual encounter. The emotional currents here run deep. The moon in Pisces often signals vivid dreams, heightened sensitivity, and the need for quiet solitude to restore emotional balance. In love or artistic endeavors, she is likely to idealize what she feels, and when reality doesn't match the inner vision, there may be periods of emotional retreat or disillusionment. Yet when this energy is harnessed, Paulina becomes a beacon of gentle creative power. She can move others not with volume, but with feeling. Her presence, like her art or parenting style, radiates care, intuition, and soulful intention. She nurtures by creating and creates by nurturing. At its core, this fifth house moon placement shows that for Paulina, the emotional realm is the creative realm. When she honors her sensitivity, gives space for introspection, and trusts her imaginative instincts, she becomes a vessel for deeply moving, spiritually infused expression. The creator here is not flamboyant, it's devotional. And it brings beauty that lingers in the hearts of others long after the moment has passed. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Paulina. Sixth house, work, discipline, health, and service. Rahu in Aries, Lord of fourth house. The sixth house represents daily effort, routine, conflict resolution, and the refinement of habits through discipline and service. For Paulina, This space is activated by Rahu, the north node of the moon, bringing intensity, obsession, and karmic hunger into matters of work, wellness, and problem solving. The sixth house is where we face life's practical challenges, and Rahu here doesn't want to avoid them. It wants to master them. This placement strongly awakens the executor archetype, but with a twist. Normally, the executor is methodical, organized, and steady, but Rahu brings unpredictability and urgency. Paulina may have a deep internal drive to solve the unsolvable, especially in areas of health, service, or conflict. She might be drawn to unconventional or high-intensity work environments, or find herself repeatedly in situations where she has to fix things others have abandoned. Rahu intensifies her desire to excel in these roles, sometimes to the point of obsession or burnout. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, brings themes of transformation and emotional labor to her daily life. It is symbolized by the womb, suggesting that Paulina is constantly carrying something through her daily efforts. This could be responsibility for others, emotional burden, or even the weight of maintaining order in chaotic environments. Bharani doesn't just do tasks, it transforms through them. With Rahu here, she may feel an inner pressure to go beyond the ordinary, pushing herself to achieve more, serve better, or fight harder for outcomes she believes in. The sixth house being tied to the fourth house, Rahu as lord of emotional roots and inner peace, suggests that Paulina's sense of security is entangled with how well she manages her routines and responsibilities. She may feel emotionally unsettled when her health, schedule, or workplace is disordered. There's a karmic task here to build emotional resilience through the discipline of everyday effort. This is where the executor archetype merges with an emerging maverick thread. Rahu resists conventional paths. Paulina might experiment with alternative healing methods or resist standard work culture in favor of more dynamic, personalized systems. She might shine in work that requires agility, innovation, or a warrior mindset, especially in crisis management, problem solving, or service roles that involve protecting or rescuing others. However, the Rahu-Bharani mix in the sixth can sometimes create overextension. Paulina might take on too much, feeling responsible for fixing everything, even when it drains her emotionally. The challenge is to distinguish between purposeful service and compulsive overfunctioning. In her most integrated form, Paulina becomes a transformational executor, someone who not only completes the task but elevates it. Her strength lies in moving through pressure without losing her grounding. She is not here for a passive routine life. She is here to meet life's mess with precision, courage, and creative intensity. The sixth house, for her, is not a burden, it's a forge. And from it, she emerges sharper, wiser, and more capable than most. Psychology archetypes with astrology, case study, Paulina, part 5. 11th house, social networks, ambitions, and collective vision. Mars in Virgo, Hasta Nakshatra. Lord of first and sixth houses. The 11th house governs long-term goals, friendships, social alignment, and the rewards we gather through effort and collaboration. For Paulina, this house is energized by Mars, the planet of drive, strategy, and assertion. As ruler of both her ascendant and sixth house, Mars here serves as a vital link between personal identity, service, and collective influence, making her community involvement an extension of her mission and personal power. This placement activates the strategist archetype within group dynamics. Paulina doesn't just participate in collectives. She calculates, evaluates, and positions herself carefully within them. She is likely drawn to associations where competence, effort, and results matter. Her friendships may be based on shared goals or mutual respect, rather than pure emotional closeness. She contributes by helping systems run better, organizing, fixing, or defending what matters most to the group. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, enhances the hands-on intelligence of her Mars. It adds craft, control, and a natural ability to manipulate systems and fine-tune details. This makes Paulina a practical leader in community settings, someone who can execute plans, suggest improvements, and intervene tactically when things go off course. While not necessarily loud or attention-seeking, she becomes respected in groups for her precision, courage, and follow-through. Because Mars rules her first house, this placement directly links her personal sense of identity with her social and professional networks. Paulina likely defines herself, in part, by the results she achieves within collective systems. Whether leading a cause, managing a team, or streamlining a chaotic project, she thrives when she has a role to play that requires competence and clarity. There is also a subtle executor energy behind the scenes, driven to see results, not just hold ideals. Mars in Virgo demands productivity. So while Paulina may have ambitious goals, 11th house, she pursues them through tactical steps, not lofty dreams. She may even appear skeptical of overly idealistic visions, preferring what's practical, measurable, and immediately actionable. Yet this same focus may create tension with more free-flowing or emotionally driven group dynamics. Paulina may grow frustrated in environments where talk outweighs action or where inefficiency is tolerated. Her task is to refine without dominating, to lead through execution rather than force. At her best, Paulina becomes the architect of ambition, able to rally collective efforts, sustain momentum, and translate shared visions into real-world outcomes. The 11th house Mars gives her the courage to act on behalf of the group and the clarity to know where to draw the line. Her ambition is not self-centered. It's functional, purposeful, and born from the belief that shared goals deserve serious commitment. Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Paulina, part 6. 12th house, solitude, surrender, and the unconscious. Venus and Ketu in Libra, Vishaka and Swati nakshatras. Venus rules 7th and 12th houses, Ketu rules 1st house, co-ruler. The 12th house represents the hidden self, dreams, solitude, unconscious drives, loss, surrender, and spiritual dissolution. For Paulina, this house is doubly emphasized by the presence of Venus as both occupant and lord, and Ketu, creating a powerful and layered psychic dimension. Her relationship to the unseen, the intangible, and the spiritually elusive is not peripheral. It's central to her personal growth and self-understanding. Venus in the 12th house activates the mystic archetype, but with a deeply relational quality. Paulina seeks emotional fulfillment not in what is openly expressed, but in what is quietly understood. She may crave soul-deep connections that transcend words, bonds that are spiritual, romantic, or karmic in nature. Her love language might be subtle, imaginative, or even hidden from public view. In relationships, she might experience themes of longing, sacrifice, or idealization, loving behind the scenes, or carrying emotional ties that cannot be fully realized in everyday life. Vishaka Nakshatra, where Venus is placed, adds a sense of ambition and intensity even to this hidden terrain. Ruled by Jupiter, Vishaka is goal-oriented and focused, so Paulina may secretly hold strong desires around partnership, harmony, or beauty, even if she doesn't outwardly pursue them. There is a karmic push toward relational clarity, but it plays out through surrender and subtle navigation, not direct pursuit. Ketu, on the other hand, intensifies the mystic signature with an added flavor of detachment. Its placement in Swati Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, suggests a wandering spiritual energy, restless, curious, and ultimately seeking freedom through letting go. This Ketu is more cerebral than devotional, more exploratory than attached. It adds to Paulina's inner complexity. While she desires connection, Venus, she's also pulled towards spiritual solitude, Ketu. This can create emotional ambiguity, simultaneously craving intimacy and resisting entanglement. Together, Venus and Ketu in the 12th house form a paradox. Paulina is both the dreamer and the renunciate. She might fall in love with ideas, people, or causes she cannot fully claim. Her emotional life is nuanced, deeply karmic, and often processed internally through dreams, art, or solitary contemplation. Her spiritual path is not about flashy rituals, it's about intimacy with the soul, healing through silence, and finding beauty in what cannot be possessed. Psychologically, the mystic archetype here is not escapist, it's integrative. Paulina is here to learn emotional detachment, not as a rejection of love, but as a refinement of it. She's learning how to hold space without controlling, how to connect without clinging. This plays out in all hidden aspects of her life, relationships that never fully form, creative projects that remain private, or emotional wounds that heal slowly, quietly, and without recognition. In her most aligned form, Paulina becomes a channel for healing beauty and spiritual wisdom. She may work in artistic, therapeutic, or spiritual settings, often operating in the background, behind the scenes, or in roles that require empathy and emotional discretion. Her 12th house is her sacred space, not a place of loss, but of transcendence. Through Venus and Ketu, she learns to surrender her attachments, and in doing so, find a deeper, more enduring form of love. One that cannot be taken, only remembered.